out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin. Hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know. They're not awfully disgusting in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Hey everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, hurtling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It is a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. But isn't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you have gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, at your favorite podcasting app, or at crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever you're receiving us, we appreciate crap out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. Strap in, everybody. More fun, more Trumpist and bullshit, etc., etc. Join us on social medias and all that stuff, and let's go. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and surely it's fake news that Putin is invited to the White House. I just read that in the Daily fucking Mail, man.
I think it was something, I don't know. I may have missed it, but I was on the elliptical for a while, and then I took a shower.
Yes.
Behind the scenes crab diving studios. I know that Trump had said, I can't wait for to talk to him again and stuff like that. I know he had vaguely hinted at it. I wonder if that's what the Daily Mail.
God, what are we supposed to do? Just live in this weird like world where we know he's Putin's agent.
Four months.
That fucking sucks.
More months. I mean, I'm encouraged. I think there's a lot of cracks in the shit gilding, and they are. You know, I think a bunch of Republicans that are even Trump whores had almost strong words for him, which had never happened before.
God.
And one of the reports was that what kind of set him over the edge to agree to apologize and then ad-lib, not apologize, but initially to pretend to apologize was Newt Gingrich's tweet. Like, he lost his mind because even the orange cum whore himself,
yes,
Newt Gingrich,
cum whore,
desperately trying to sell some vids and
yes,
and some DVDs. I wonder if he still sells VHS.
I bet
he does with that.
Absolutely,
their demographic. But that was one of the reports, was that he finally realized that he, you know, maybe would have to walk back. Instead of doubling down, which is, of course, what he wanted to do. Fuck it. I did great. It was a great meeting. I did perfect.
These Republicans are fucking hilarious. They're like, they're going to take a stand against the guy, but they won't call for his impeachment because they think they can make this better so they'll do okay in the midterm.
The only way they'll come out publicly is if his numbers start going down. Which they kind of are a little bit, but I mean,
holy,
they're going to have to go down pretty bigly. And Lord knows, still, I mean, I we're still on Trump watch for he's going to do something heinous that his base will love. To try to assuage what may have been a little bit of bleeding from this Russian bullshit.
Damn! I hope they don't fuck with our midterms too bad. And I hope people come out and vote.
You know,
that's
the states,
it, right?
Most of the states are okay. I saw a map. It doesn't matter when, yesterday, today, whatever. But of the states that have paper ballots,
yes,
those that have a mixture or both, and those that have only electronic.
Right.
And I'm not worried about a lot of the states because they're mostly paper ballots.
Yeah, yeah.
Or both. There's a few states that aren't. There's a couple states that need to be because they're kind of purpley. Like,
right.
I think Ohio
yeah.
is split where it's counties that are electronic
right.
and there are counties that have paper. And we need to have paper. And
Shit.
Real paper too. They said not this barcode bullshit. You need to have a receipt of who you voted for.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they could cheat between you're pressing a button and what spits out on the barcode.
Right.
So,
I wonder what's up with voter suppression, too.
Well, that's more of an issue.
The social media and that kind of shit to me is a little bit more worrisome because, I mean, we aren't doing anything about that. I mean,
Twitter claims it's taking down millions of accounts.
Yeah, yeah.
Which there was a massive sweep wipe last week, I think it was, and their stock took a hit because their number of users
went down.
Yeah,
they were all fucking fake. Well, shit, guys, come out and vote because that's it. That's all we have. That is it, right? That's it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of funny. I mean, because the other side has
a lot
of things.
Well, I mean, we
could
take
to
the streets and, you know, I mean, it'll come to that maybe, but.
Yeah.
God,
we got a Russian agent in the White House. That's fucked. That's crazy. We're not in the streets now. That's nuts.
I have a feeling we have several.
God.
I don't think it's just one.
Oh, my God. That blows my mind.
I did miss. I know Coates spoke at the Aspen Security Conference.
Yes.
Interviewed by Andrea Mitchell. And so I don't know anything about that, but a couple of the tweets breaking. DNI Coates says that Trump did not inform his team prior to allowing Russians into the Oval Office to share classified information with them.
What?
Back in the day. Remember the when we found out from Russian media
yes.
that there was a meeting in the White House
between
Trump and Kislyak
oh yes
and Lavrov and wink wink another couple of Russians
sure.
who were probably
all the Russians
FSB and their recording device carrier.
Is there a Russian out there that hadn't met with the Republicans and Trump? I'm just wondering.
And no Americans.
Oh, of course
we're
not.
We're in the room or in the meeting.
Yeah. Fuck us.
And so now, apparently, Andrew Mitchell asked Coates if if Trump had informed people that the Russians were coming. Nobody knew. Nobody knew.
That they were coming to the White House?
Yeah.
Wait a second.
And that he was going to share classified information with them. Remember, he gave up that Israeli source.
Right.
On some Iran stuff.
I'm confused because doesn't the Secret Service have to vet who the fuck is going in the White House? Don't they have to have a list?
I would assume so. Maybe the president had his secretary call down and bypass his staff and go right to the Secret Service. Or maybe he's like, don't worry about it. They're my friends. Don't worry.
I don't know what I want from the universe, but we are fighting someone that doesn't play by any rules. He's not bound by honesty, honor, rules. He doesn't give a shit. He is a crazy ass monster. He's nuts.
Well, I guess it did. In Helsinki, POTUS agreed to ongoing working level dialogue between the two. Oh, this is Sarah Sanders.
Oh, yes.
Tweeting.
Garibald's 9.
In Helsinki, there it is. POTUS agreed to ongoing working level dialogue between the two Security Council staffs. President
yes.
Trump asked John Bolton to invite President Putin to Washington in the fall. And those discussions are already underway. It's not fake news, what you read.
We're just gonna get fucked and fucked and fucked, and we know it now. That's crazy. I mean, we always knew that Putin was up Trump's asshole, but now that it's out in the open and blatant, and still.
Natasha Bertrand from The Atlantic tweeted, Russia waged a chemical weapons attack that killed a person on the soil of our closest ally. DNA Coates just warned, there's a risk the same thing could happen here, and Putin gets an invitation to Washington.
That is crazy. And they're going to consider letting that former ambassador be questioned by Putin's guys.
Oh, they said no now.
Yeah.
Sarah Sanders bellowed that the White House does not support that.
Wow. I mean, because I understand she's saying that, but I mean, what Trump said was so specific. I'm going to consult with my team. We're going to talk with my team. That sounds like they were really considering that shit.
Well, and that's the deal that Trump had a little trouser tent over.
Yes.
With when he was having that press conference with right. Putin. He said that he actually offered this very, very generous deal. Remember that? I think it's a very awesome offer.
Yeah.
And that was the offer. We'll let your people come to Russia and interview people. We want to talk to some people of yours.
Let's not forget who the fucking Republicans are. This Mike Flynn, right? Wasn't there that story that him and his son were going to disappear somebody and whisk him away to Turkey? So why the fuck would we think that's not happening now with Americans being whisked away to Russia if Putin wants them?
Right.
That's the world we're in. I mean, because that's what they do. That's crazy, man.
I just saw the meme posted to Crab Diving Podcast of that dude that the Russian spy was banging. I already forgot his name. The GOP operative we talked about yesterday that the Russian spy.
Oh,
apparently
Maria Butini.
Well, that's her. Yeah, but he is the meme. And it says, you probably think strippers really like you too. Yes, yes, I do.
Oh, yeah. That spy Jeff. Fucker. What's his name? Paul Fuckface or something?
I forgot his name already. He's the Russian contact the American GOP contact of Maria Butina.
Yes, conservative oath. She's madly in love with you.
Well, Rachel Maddow read some of the actual complaint that were filed
against her,
against Butina. And I mean, it literally says that she was involved in fake relationships to try to like part of her job was to fuck people,
man.
And to be involved in fake relationships, and that she had a dupe that she was working. And Rachel was like, wow, if you're person number one, that probably hurts.
Oh, yeah.
It probably kind of hurts.
Absolutely. Oh,
because he was like, she loves me.
I mean, it sucks. Oh, God, how many of these spies do we have over here? How many? We have to be naive to think that Maria Butini is the only fucking operative.
Oh, sure. Of course. Well, we have them over there. We have ours over there. But
our side isn't equal, though. I mean, we're not. Hopefully we aren't polonium people and VXing fuckers. And
I don't know. Kennedy died.
Right.
Kennedy killed. That's Russia's. That was Putin's go-to.
I mean, I would like to think that our spies aren't doing what their spies are doing. You know?
Under Trump?
I mean, because the idea that what
I would hope so, too, that we would have some kind of moral high ground, but we...
Right.
Because that guy was Grabe, saying...
Yeah, well, I mean, that guy was saying...
Guantanamo?
Right. Shit, man. Well, that dude, the former Russian ambassador was supposed to be... That Putin wanted to question. You know what I'm talking
Michael
about?
Michael McFaul?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it, like, the idea that Putin was equating him with the people that were subpoenaed by Mueller. You know?
Well, and there's nothing. I mean, it's literally made up fake news.
There's no reason to talk to this guy, right?
Right. And the other guy, Bill Browder, I think, is the guy who is responsible for the Magnitsky Act, which is the sanctions that were thrown on Russia for offing a businessman that was anti-Putin.
Oh, shit.
Named Magnitsky. And Browder was the one that brought it to the attention of the United States and got them to and lobbied to pass those sanctions. And those are the sanctions that actually are pulling on Putin's short and curlies.
Yeah, yeah.
Himself, because it actually, those actually hurt him himself in the his pocketbook.
Right.
So he wants those gone. That's his number one priority.
I mean, God, Trump must look over across the pond at Russia and he must be like, God damn.
Sarah Palin, what's going on right now over in Russia?
Oh, yeah. It's so easy to get shit done in Russia. If someone's being a pain in the ass, you kill them.
You off them, yeah.
I can't necessarily do that here. Maybe he fucking can. I don't know what we put past this fucking guy in the White House, this agent of Russia. He's bad.
And I don't think Putin said no, by the way. But to when asked if, you know, are you offing your political opponents? I think he said, oh, well, you know, it happened in your country.
Right.
You had Kennedy killed.
And then also, like, what if he did?
What about him? Right. That's what's all over the internet. The Russian trolls. What about? You put up a story about Trump doing something and suddenly Obama. Oh, yeah. What about Hillary?
Oh, my God. I'm going to go out tonight and I'm going to say something like, look, you see all this shit in the news. And they say, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But what about Hillary?
Oh, her emails.
We got a fucking agent of Russia sitting in the cunting White House. And we all know.
Well, but he explained that. He misspoke.
I mean, because the coup de grace, right, is that the top secret documents that were in the White House in January.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Trump song.
That. Yeah, that may be the headline, probably. Let's let's see what the headline. We didn't do the news shit yet. Let's see the headlines.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So goddamn deep.
Pensacola, Florida. Dateline, July 19th, 2018.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines.
It's guerrilla fighting. You are going to be ultimately vulnerable to terrorism. And, you know, if that's what you start to do in the military, like the Greeks did, as people have said, Louis, you got to understand, you don't even know your history. Oh, yes, I do. I know exactly.
You studied military history.
Not a good idea.
You studied. Listen to that asshole.
You studied
military history.
Who the fuck is that?
So when you study military history, apparently you get to study a lot of gay porn too. 2,000-year-old gay porn.
I took some history classes.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I don't remember
a lot of focus on the Greeks getting massages before they go out on the fields.
Maybe it was Greek hand jobs weren't necessarily, you know, the priority to teach. What the fuck do I know?
It's so stupid.
This dickhead, Louis Gohmert, believes Donald, right? He believes Trump. Or does he even give a shit?
Oh, I've got some Louis later.
Oh, that shut
shows
the fuck
he's
up.
Way.
Really?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Over to the commie pinko liberal.
Eat.
HuffPo.
Ooh, yes.
The headline, well, there you go. Trump set to invite Putin to D.C.
Yay. Fuck us.
Oh,
honestly.
I mean.
Fuck us.
Is there nowhere in his tiny, tiny little brain that would say, wow, with all this shit going on, maybe the best idea would be to not invite Vladimir to the White House? Maybe. Maybe.
Yeah. Do you think their lawyers working for the Democrats that are pouring over the Constitution thing, is there something we can do if we were to have a coup to remove this fucking guy? If we I mean, are they doing that? I wonder.
No, are we looking? They can't from the minority. There's nothing they can do. They gotta.
Oh, guys, do some research. Figure some shit.
We need the people
something.
in everywhere to call their representatives.
Yeah,
even if you're in a blood red district, you know, they start getting enough phone calls, they might start paying a little bit of attention.
Yeah.
And say, hey, you gotta crack down on this shit. There was a I don't know if it's in here, but there was a resolution today, 98-0 in the Senate.
Yes.
That they stand by the intelligence community or something like that. It's, you know, it means nothing except
right.
for, hey, Trump, all of us here, 98. I'm gonna look it up.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll bet I know who it is. Well, one is John McCain, who couldn't vote.
Right.
I bet it's Rand fucking Paul.
Why?
He's running around saying all this hysteria over Russia is just Trump derangement syndrome.
It's crazy.
Well, yes.
We got a guy that everybody knows that he's an agent of Putin. All of our legislators should be calling whenever there's a camera in front of their fucking face, resign, resign. That's the only thing we should be hearing right now. We are in a dire place.
President Trump and President Putin blamed forces within the United States for marring what they call a success of their first summit.
Well, yeah, for you guys, for Putin, it was great, right? It was a fucking party.
The Republican president accused the media of distorting comments in which he gave credence to Putin's denials of election interference.
Oh, I'm a victim.
Despite the conclusions of the American intelligence community.
Nobody listens to me. Nobody believes me.
He used the enemy of the people bullshit again today.
Oh, yes.
The summit with Russia was a great success, except with the real enemy of the people, the fake news media, he tweeted.
You know, when Obama was president, I don't remember a bunch of George Orwell memes flying around the fucking internet.
He come up with that bullshit of, he said he misspoke, accused some people of hating that he's getting along with Putin.
Right. Well, why should you be getting along with this guy? I mean, would you get along with Hitler?
And there's reports coming out, we're starting to hear what might have transpired, of course, from Russia, that, you know, Putin was like, well, there was something very interesting proposal from the president on Ukraine. Ukraine's got to be like, what the fuck, asshole, your fucking proposal about us?
Yeah, I mean, in all those countries, like, what do you think, Montenegro appreciated the shout out?
That's such bullshit.
Oh my God.
You know that came from Putin. Trump wouldn't know. He would think it meant having sex with a black person.
Unless I'm insane.
Mount Negro. Mountain Negro.
Oh. I missed it. I read somewhere that there was that Russia's been trying to overthrow Montenegro with like a soft coup or something.
Yeah, right before their last
and shit.
When they had the vote to join the EU, Putin was trying to stage a kind of coup there to make sure they didn't do that, so that Montenegro would align with the Russians. You know what they did? They used social media. They used all the fake news bullshit. Everything they did here and are doing here.
Right. I just hope we have someone in this country expecting the worst to happen and to make contingency plans, something, you know, a safety net, something.
I mean, much of the stuff is up to the states, and so hopefully a lot of the states are on top of shit, especially the ones that have all paper ballots.
That's the ones that matter, right? Like Pennsylvania and Michigan and
paper,
Ohio.
I think. Yeah. Florida has paper.
Right. Florida. Oh my God.
California had both.
Is there hope in Florida? Are people laying their hopes?
Well, but it's purpley, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
It's kind of a swing state. It leans red, but
swinger state.
It's kind of a swing state, and those are the ones we need to most worry about,
right?
Although we do need to take individual districts, so
yeah.
I'm just hoping that there's some that we have a building here somewhere that some liberal billionaire is funding that is cyber fucking the hell out of them back.
Yeah. Oh God. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. We need to be doing shit like that. Absolutely.
Cause Trump won't order that. He won't authorize that. Attack Russia. He won't authorize that. Right. He doesn't even believe they're doing it.
Shit. I mean, I wonder if the CIA or the intelligence community, they gotta fucking hate this guy. Be great if there was. I wish the deep state existed. Now you guys make me sad. There's no deep state. I wish we had a deep state. A bunch of liberals in a bunker somewhere figuring out an overthrow of this motherfucker.
Well,
that would be great.
If you listen to what Christopher Wray had to say, I mean, he's a conservative, and he always was a conservative. I think it was Zoe Lofgren, the representative from California, that during those ridiculous hearings said, should we be concerned that suddenly the FBI has been taken over by a radical leftist agenda? We're supposed to believe that?
And that would be
they're
nice.
Like, no, no.
Right.
So Christopher Wray is a conservative. And when he was asked if the reports of him threatening to quit, I think it was a couple of times, allegedly, if those were accurate.
Yes.
Him quitting over something ridiculous Trump or Sessions asked him to do about the Russia investigation.
Yeah, yeah.
Or the reports that we got. Fire people and stuff like that. That Strzok. I think Strzok still has a job, right? I think he got fired. The Republicans are screaming for his scalp. But I don't think he got fired. I think that really pisses them off that Ray won't fire him.
Right.
But Ray said, well, you know, I'm a quiet, soft-spoken kind of guy, but don't let that mislead you into a representation of what my spine is like.
Meaning he has the guts to fire this guy? Or
no, meaning that he... has stood up to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he didn't say no. He right. So it's kind of saying, oh, look, I did. I'll do what I have to do, and I'll threaten to quit if I think something is wrong.
Oh, good.
Is what the interpretation seemed to be. So that's, you know, encouraging. There's your deep state right there. If the FBI is like, fuck you,
save us.
Mueller's trucking along. Thing with. This Russian spy is bigger than a lot of people thought. And who knows? Who knows where it's going to lead?
Right. Did she wanted to be released on bail, right?
Yeah, and that's why they were like, look, this is bad shit. That's where they came up with the, they said, why is she a flight risk? And the prosecutor said, look, they could have a Russian diplomat car standing outside the courthouse when we release her on bail, and she's gone. We can't touch her.
Right.
From then on.
Wow.
So they said, no bail for you.
Shit, I mean, I don't know. I mean, she's a Russian spy, right? So she's not going to want to...
Then this other shit we found out yesterday about Don Jr. now should be worried about the intel that the Spaniards supplied, remember?
Oh, yeah.
About
the meeting, right?
That Alexander Torshin, same dude that's the handler for Maria Butina. It's funny how these same names keep coming up.
Because, you know, when Don Jr. arranged that meeting, he didn't think his dad was going to win.
I love it.
Yeah, he didn't think his dad was going to win, right? At that point.
I don't know. Probably not. I mean, I don't know.
So he's like, what's it going to matter? We'll get some dirt on Hillary. It'll be great. You know, these right-wing loons will love us. And so when we start this shitty media company, we'll help us with our fan base or something. What a fucking mess this is.
That's the headline over to the HuffPo is that Trump's fluffing the pillows. Ooh, at the Oval Office.
Color me there.
For his knees.
Yeah.
For a private meeting with Vladimir Putin.
You better take some chondroitin.
My knee pillows.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Over to the Drudge Report.
Fuck you.
The headline says, Putin invited to D.C.
Ooh, okay.
But then all in red, Trump warns can be worst enemy ever.
What the fuck does that mean?
Well, I don't know. CNBC.
He loves Putin. Okay.
Leads to a CNBC story. Trump says, I'll be Vladimir's worst enemy if if our relationship doesn't work out.
What are you talking about? You're Christmas morning to Vladimir. God, Trump, he loves you.
Trump vowed on Thursday that if his dealings with Russian leader Vladimir Putin don't, quote, work out.
Yes.
I'll be. Oh, wait. Wait a second.
Yes.
It's not pausing. What a shitty. Some of these players sometimes.
What site is this?
CNBC.
CNBC, my God. Get a good player. You're killing our show.
Here's Trump speaking with CNBC's Joe Kernan in an interview that will air tomorrow.
Okay.
On Squawk Box.
I have been far tougher on Russia than any president in many, many years, maybe ever. Even the big fight I have with Germany over the fact that they're taking natural gas, they're taking energy from Russia, paying them billions of dollars. I said, wait a minute, we're supposed to be protecting you from Russia, and you're paying them billions of dollars. What's that all about? Now, do you think that's a positive for Russia? I'm talking them out of things that they're giving billions of dollars. It's ridiculous, by the way, that that's happening. And then on top of that, Germany pays a fraction of what they should be paying for defense. We're supposed to defend them. So they're paying Russia, and we're supposed to defend them from Russia. So just look at that point. But look at the sanctions I've put on. Look at the diplomats I threw out. Look at all of the things that I've done. Nobody else did what I've done. Obama didn't do it.
Oh,
Obama was a patsy for Russia. He was a total patsy. God. Look at the statement he made where he thought the mics were turned off, okay? The stupid statement he made. Nobody does a big deal about that. Getting along with President Putin, getting along with Russia is a positive, not a negative.
Right.
Now, with that being said, if that doesn't work out, I'll be the worst enemy he's ever had. The worst he's ever had.
What the fuck? Oh, God, this guy is just lying.
Obama was a patsy. What about when he leaned over on that hot mic? What about that time?
Who's interviewing him? Some dude
from CNBC.
He said Obama is a patsy, and the interviewer just sits there like a lump. He doesn't say shit.
That's part of the problem.
People don't challenge him.
Well, yeah, and he probably wouldn't have taken the interview if he thought it was somebody that was going to challenge him.
Even now, you see where we're at? No one's taking him seriously. This is crazy.
So
fuck that guy.
The headline over the Drudge Report. The double headline. There are also reports. Don't forget, if you want to help us out here, you can buy shit through our Amazon portal. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. We're all the awesome people. Buy shit.
Yes.
And bookmark it. And every time you go buy something at Amazon, I just had a delivery today.
Okay.
Of something I purchased at Amazon.
Oh, very nice.
It's very fast. And yes. Brand new mouse for my computer.
Oh, okay.
I didn't use the code because we can't do that.
It would be illegal.
We can't double dip. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We're not like Trump.
But to those that do, we appreciate the hell out of it.
Thank you.
And to those that will, we love you long
time. Right, right.
I've got a story here. Well, this is kind of on the same thing. This is the 98-0 vote. Oh, let's see who voted. I would put money on it's Rand Paul. The White House is saying it's opposed to a proposal floated by Putin that would allow Russia to interview American officials.
Okay.
In exchange for Russian authorities being interviewed by Robert Mueller's probe.
Right.
The White House announced Trump's opposition today.
Okay.
What a shocker. After yesterday when the spokeswalrus said, we're considering it. He's going to talk with his people.
Ooh.
And then moments later, the spokesperson for the Secretary of State, Heather Nauert, was out saying, no, that's preposterous.
That's
she used the word preposterous or ridiculous, something like that. Like we wouldn't even consider it. They've announced his opposition moments before the Senate voted 98-0 to approve. Oh, it was about that. To approve a resolution telling the president not to honor Putin's request. So it was the Senate saying, hey, tell Putin no.
Yes. Absolutely, man.
To interrogating American citizens.
I mean, that.
No.
I'm glad they're doing that because that I don't think he misspoke. I think Trump was serious. And just because somebody from the State Department says that they would never consider that, who cares? Trump's going to do whatever the fuck he wants to.
Press Secretary Sanders said in a statement, it is a proposal that was made in sincerity by President Putin. Look, but President Trump disagrees with it. Hopefully, President Putin will have the 12 identified Russians come to the United States to prove their innocence or guilt. Oh, listen to that. That's very Trumpist. I disagree with it, but hopefully they'll send people over here. I could have gotten this done. All they have to do is go talk to him. What's wrong with you?
That's a false equivalency, right?
100%.
Damn.
That's how they work.
The people named in the Mueller indictment, I mean, there's concrete evidence, right? That they did bad shit. They spied or they colluded. Sure. Whatever.
Trump was handed concrete intel of the Russians, Putin, talking about Putin ordering them to hack and to affect the election. And Trump didn't care fuck all.
So at least now we know, though. Now we know Trump is a guy that will hand Americans over to a strong man.
Well, and
we know that.
And I mean, that's a conspiracy after the fact to conceal a crime.
Yeah.
Now if he was presented with that irrefutable evidence by our intel community, the story was it was like February, like a week before the fucking inauguration.
Yes.
Like 2 weeks before the inauguration. That all of his lies since have been obstructing justice and conspiracy after the fact to conceal a crime.
Look at this guy. I mean, look at him. Look at what he's doing.
By him saying it wasn't Russia, it could have been a fat guy in his basement.
Yeah.
Well, that was before that, but
right.
I think he's repeated that since.
Yeah, he said it could be anybody. This is the guy that will disappear people. This is a guy with that little ICE army. He's got his weird fucking private little security force. It's extra with the Secret Service.
Putin proposed swapping officials for questioning at a Monday summit with Trump in Helsinki.
Yes.
Which Trump called an incredible offer. That's an incredible offer. It's very generous of him.
Oh, my God.
So the Senate resolution expresses the sense of Congress that no current or former diplomat, civil servant, law enforcement official, member of the armed forces, or political appointee should be made available to Putin's government for an interrogation.
Oh my God, dude.
It's not binding on the president. Well, of course it's not.
So, somebody had to, our legislative body needed to pass that.
The White House had
That's
said
crazy.
That it was considering the Kremlin's request, prompting backlash from both Republicans and Democrats and even members of the Trump administration.
What did this Trump think that they actually wanted not to Skype with Putin or whoever? They're going to send Trump thought that we would send our former ambassador to Russia to be poloniumed, to be hit with VX gas, to be tortured.
In a news conference, Heather Nauert yesterday called the idea of allowing Russian government to interview American officials absolutely absurd. And she added that allowing such a precedent, quote, would be a grave concern to our former colleagues here.
Well, it should be a concern. And it's not absurd. They absolutely would do it. I disagree with Heather Nauert.
McFaul, the former ambassador to Russia, tweeted his thanks to Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, who, along with Senators Robert Menendez of New Jersey and Brian Schatz of Hawaii,
Schatz,
all Democrats, drafted the resolution to insist that the U.S. reject Putin's request. Like I said, it passed 98-0.
Why is it? It's you know, I mean, we could pass that and everything. But you know, they throw somebody in the back of a fucking car. Disappear somebody, send him to Russia. What are you going to, Trump, why would you even consider that? All of a sudden your ambassador goes to Russia for questioning and then they have leverage on you. Then there's more leverage. It's an American being held in Russia.
Before McConnell announced the vote on the Schumer-Menendez-Schatz resolution,
Schatz,
Republicans blocked two efforts to bring up resolutions affirming their support for the intelligence community's assessment for the special counsel's probe into alleged ties between Trump and the Kremlin, and to urge the president to take a harder stand against Russia.
Hard.
They shot those down.
Oh, okay. They shot him down.
Rand Paul has spent the week mounting a fierce defense of Trump's outreach to Putin.
What? Why?
He objected to a proposal from Senator Bernie Sanders, who charged that it was an... No, he said it was an affront to diplomatic efforts and a sign that Trump derangement syndrome has officially come to the Senate.
Oh, fuck you.
Sanders shot back that his resolution has nothing to do with diplomacy and didn't even call for sanctions.
God.
But failed to secure a vote on the measure to affirm the intelligence community's determinations about Russian interference. That's all Sanders wanted. We affirm the intelligence community's determinations about Russia. And Rand Paul was like, you're being Trump deranged.
We live in a country where no one wants to protect us. No one. I mean, think about it. Our fucking law enforcement, they're fucking corrupt as shit. They shoot unarmed black people. Our goddamn, our president is an agent of Russia. The Republicans are ineffective at best, right? They don't do shit. There is no one protecting the people in this country right now. We're fucked.
John Cornyn of Texas, the majority whip, shot down a bipartisan proposal from Senators Jeff Flake and Chris Coons to insist the president fully implement sanctions against Russia that Congress passed almost a year ago. Still not fully implemented, BT dubs.
Good God.
Arguing that it would be better to consider sanctions than an unnecessarily symbolic resolution. They're like, why are we wasting time voting on a piece of paper that means nothing except, yeah, you know, we'd rather you didn't do that.
But the sanctions,
as opposed to something binding,
they weren't implemented.
They were passed.
Yeah.
And signed by Trump.
Right.
But the executive parts of the executive branch, the Commerce Department, that are supposed to implement them have been dragging their balls.
So what does that tell us? That tells us even if he signs something and even if he follows by some semblance of rules, that doesn't fucking matter. If he doesn't want to do something, he is not going to fucking do it.
Right.
So what are we going to do with this guy? He is not bound by any weird laws of the universe. He can do whatever the fuck he wants.
Well, no. I mean, there's things the president cannot do.
Yeah. I mean,
doesn't have the power for.
Right.
That Congress has to do. So, that's what's going on there. Trump allegedly opposes. He decided, finally decided that he opposes.
Okay, whatever. He lies.
Throwing black hoods over Americans and sending them in vans
to
go meet with Russians.
Oh, yes.
Frowns upon that.
Kate, do we believe him? Fuck no.
They say that Dan Coats apparently... The news was broken to him during his interview with Andrea Mitchell about Trump inviting Putin to the White House. Director DNI Dan Coats appeared stunned when he learned during a live Q&A that Trump had invited Putin to the White House.
God, I am tired of these people that work for him and shit being stunned when he does something. I'm tired of that.
Well, but these are the ones who may be putting some butt plugs in the in the process. Not that they're, you know, I mean, they're all Republicans. Let's not forget that.
Garbage.
But I don't necessarily think they're all, you know, treason weasels like Trump and a lot of them. During a discussion with Andrea Mitchell at the Aspen Security Forum in Aspen, she interrupted their chat to announce the breaking news from the White House. Oh, here it is. Andrea Mitchell and Director of National Intelligence.
We have some breaking news. The White House has announced on Twitter that Vladimir Putin.
He turned and looked at the audience and went, and crossed his fingers.
Oh, God.
So this is what this guy's day is like.
God, that's a joke.
This is what every day is probably like for Dan Coats, where the White House has tweeted. And he's like, oh, fuck.
And
now
it's a
what?
Joke. He's like, you know, doing a thing.
say, we have some breaking news. The White House has announced on Twitter that Vladimir Putin is coming to the White House in the fall.
Say that again.
He looked at, he was kind of trying to be funny.
Yeah.
And then when she finished that sentence, the smile went off his face and he leaned over to her and said, to say that again.
Oh my God.
House in the fall.
Say that again.
You, Vladimir Putin coming.
Did I hear you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's going to be special.
Got it. You know. Jeez. I mean, I'm sorry. I don't mean to be a dick, but I really don't hear anybody taking this seriously. I mean, look at all those people fucking laughing. That guy's making a fucking joke.
Yeah, but this is a different. This is a different.
Yeah.
Tone from these guys. They've all been pretty obsequious and pretty ball lathering whenever they're on.
Ball lathering.
Whenever they're on TV. Of him and
yeah.
You know, now they're.
Yeah.
You know, he would have never turned to the audience and crossed his fingers.
Made a joke.
I think a couple of months ago. You know, I stand by the president and blah, 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 blah.
Well, that's good. Yeah.
So I think it's hopeful, all of it. I mean, it's a fucking disaster, of course.
It
but
is.
I think the cracks in the veneer are a good sign that, you know, there may still be some checks on him available.
I'll tell you what, man. I've been falling asleep listening to Maddow. Like, Jesus fucking Christ. The last few shows, you turn on a show, it's like the beginning of the scariest Batman movie ever. It's all doom and gloom. I fall asleep and I'm getting nightmares from listening to Rachel fucking Maddow. This is terrifying. Hey, God. I mean, I know that guy's just joking around and shit, but we're talking about a...
What kind of dreams about Rachel Maddow would you rather have?
Well, I mean, you know... Well, not, you know, I was like, I could hang out.
Hanging out and talking?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
And
stuff.
But you know, she's like, last night, she said the what stood out for me, she's like, we live in a world now where our president could disappear someone sent into Vladimir Putin to have him killed. That's what she said. That's crazy. That's nuts.
We live in a world where the president was entertaining the thought of.
Yeah.
Because he can't, probably. That's the kind of stuff that they probably cannot do. That's why Flynn and Flynn Jr. got caught. They can't. They frown upon black vanning people.
You know why?
Because we have news and social media and shit. Nothing happens in a vacuum.
Yeah.
You mean to tell me if Mike McFaul suddenly disappeared, there wouldn't be uproar?
Yeah, there would be
in this country.
But I mean, before that, I'm not. You know, I'm just saying. All I'm saying is that to put insane criminal acts past this monster that's in the White House.
Right, but I still think there's plenty of checks against that.
Yeah. But it's like the criminal element of this guy. I mean, you know, you put a hood over somebody's face, you throw them in a trunk. I mean, nobody really votes on that, you know.
Coates isn't going to say, yeah, let's throw Mike McFaul in a black van.
But do you...
Nor is Ray going to say, let's throw...
Well, of course not. Well, no, of course not.
But it's their choices. If Trump's got... Who's Trump going to call the black van people?
Who's Trump... He's...
Unless the Russians do it.
Oh, my God. I mean, anybody... The guys of...
I think you attribute way too much to his reach. That's why a lot of people were saying this Russian thing is... It sucks, but there's really... There's not much he physically can do. He can't overturn the sanctions.
Yeah.
He can slow down the implementation of them. But once Congress flipped, then they can override that.
I used to always assume guys like Trump have a bunch of people that, you know, can put somebody in a trunk. Dude, he's been in.
He had Michael Cohen.
Waffling
Michael
around.
Michael Cohen was his top fixer.
Well.
Michael
I don't know.
Cohen.
Okay, that's good. Then.
I know it's
I
always
bad.
Half empty, but it's sometimes. I don't know.
You know,
I think
and all that the Russian mafia with that money to finance all his real estate bullshit. You know, A bunch of creepy people bloviating around that world.
With all the spotlight and everything, I don't think anybody can fall down the stairs or anything in this noticed. Country without Trump Tower being burned to the ground, to be honest with you. So I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't think it's anywhere near that point. It's horrible, but I don't think it's anywhere near that. Let's slit our wrists and
well, I'm not saying that.
Jump
I'm just,
out the window point.
That's not what I meant.
XDOJ. Oh, this is the one about this is Trump learning about this is from the New York Times last night.
Yay.
That bombshell report revealing that intelligence officials showed Trump, and they're calling it ironclad proof that President Vladimir Putin personally ordered the cyber attacks against the U.S.
Faber, yay. Well, there you go.
Matthew Miller, I'm reading from Ross' story here, their account of it. Matthew Miller, former spokesman for Eric Holder.
Oh, okay.
Was on MSNBC. He said, well, number one, the fact that the U.S. intelligence obtained texts and emails of senior Russian officials and made it clear that Putin was involved.
Damn.
That's significant, that they texts and emails of senior Russian officials that were making it clear that Putin was involved. Two, more importantly, there was a human source close to Putin who was cooperating with the intelligence community and providing information.
Oh, my God.
Uh-oh. That was key to this conclusion that Putin had directly ordered the intervention in the election. Now, remember, there was it a year ago, a year and a half ago, that a few Russians literally got black bagged and thrown in vans.
Oh, wow.
And ain't been seen since.
Oh, shit.
That worked in cybersecurity in Russia.
So they're probably dead, right?
So what? And they think it was the publishing of the Steele dossier. Because that revealed some of Steele's sources.
Oh, shit, man.
Or at least allowed them to narrow down
so
or extrapolate where the sources were from, and that Putin found out that they were saying, yeah, we're the ones who helped sway the election.
Ooh.
And Putin made them go bye-bye.
Oh, shit.
One guy was at work, and they said they literally came in, threw a bag over his head, handcuffed him, and took him away, and he hasn't been seen since.
Oh, shit. That's crazy, dude.
So, you know, outing these, that's what they're worried about, these team treason here, the Republicans.
Of course.
That they're trying to, they want every little tiny bit of information Mueller has. And I want it now! And I want it now! And they're like, we can't give you these sources. And they're like, I don't care! Trump! Oversight!
Yeah, they'll get people killed.
Right. And we know they'll do it.
They don't give a fuck about that.
Fucking Cheney.
Oh, yeah.
Valerie Plame?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Outed a CIA agent.
That.
Blew her cover. And she had to come back to the United States. Fortunately, nothing happened to her, that could have not been the case.
When does the GOP go away, Jesus?
Matt Miller said it was an extraordinary revelation of sources and methods that were revealed to the public and reflected an apparent deep mistrust of this president by the intelligence community.
Shit.
Golly gee, I wonder why.
I mean, we should all have a deep mistrust of this president. It's depressing to me that not everyone, nobody watches the news. That's a fucking problem. You know, nobody knows.
He said, after I read the story last night and found that the president was going back to a year and a half now about what exactly Putin did, and he helped him cover up that crime by lying about it publicly.
Okay.
And helped him cover up that crime by standing up on Monday and lying about it publicly, and it made U.S. intelligence officials wonder what happened in the meeting.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, are we supposed to hear from that interpreter? The translator
that
was
won't.
In the room?
They shot it down. Republicans shot it down. Yeah, Nunes Adam Schiff wanted to bring her in, and Devin Nunes and the Republicans voted it down.
So if people come out and vote in November, maybe the Democrats can demand to hear from her in November, right? Maybe. Yeah.
And they're saying they think not only here in the States, that they may be worried about giving the president certain intel. They're worried about giving the president certain intel because he might say, oh, I wonder what Vlad thinks about this.
Or maybe he just says it in some other meeting out loud. I mean, the guy seems like he's a senile motherfucker. But you know he's going to tell Vlad all about it.
And that other countries, they're like, whoa, whoa, other countries are now saying, whoa, whoa, we're not going to share. We're not sharing shit with with the United States because that orange asshole might just run to Putin and fling his legs open.
Yeah, yeah.
And say, munch away, Vlad. The
munch away.
The disc is down deep. See if you can find it.
Oh, yes. Let's play some hide and seek. This is a crazy shit. Can't trust our president remotely.
Well, you know, I mean, shocker. Stephanie Ruhle today on Velshin Ruhle, Ali Velshi was saying something about, you know, the president lied and she's like, well, come on. Who has taken him at his word up to now?
Deplorables.
Well, right. And they still will.
Those fucking assholes.
They're buying the whole he misspoke shit. And now they're buying what's so wrong if we're friends with Russia? Isn't it better if we're friends?
And don't you think the battle cry in November is going to be, or for the midterms, it's going to be, hey, vote Trump. We'll get another SCOTUS. We'll get rid of abortion.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
That is for their side. And I'm not saying I lie. That's deplorable, shitty fucking. That is a great tactic for them. That is great. Because that will get the idiots out. The idiots will come out in droves to support that
shit. But the hope will be that the idiots came out in droves and supported this idiot.
Yeah.
I don't think a lot of evangelicals sat it out if we look at the numbers. I don't think a lot of hardcore righties sat it out. I think they were, well, we know the white nationalists and the racists and the KKK.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Proud Boys and all the incels out there.
Right.
Gleefully ran to the polls to vote for Trump. But
we have a mutual friend, and I won't say who he is. Obviously, I will not. But he...
I figure it out, though?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Oh, okay. He was a pretty big Trump supporter.
I know who it is.
Huge. Even, you know, pictures with that little MAGA hat on and stuff. You think that asshole's coming out to vote for Trump again? You think?
I don't know. I think, you know, probably if it comes down to... If it's Trump, if it's in a primary... He would probably vote for somebody else. I'll bet he was a Kasich fan until Kasich bowed out.
Right.
That's just knowing that guy. Sure. I don't know how you end up from Kasich to Trump.
Yeah.
That doesn't jibe.
I don't know either. And I would love to give my friend the benefit of the doubt. But, hey, it means you're either insanely racist, insanely homophobic.
No, he's abortion is his big. That's his big issue.
Does he not have gay friends or black friends or friends of color? God, what a fucking asshole. I mean, really, he should be ashamed of himself. Right. It's nuts.
Well, and he's a big chicken shit, too. There was one time we started talking politics, and I was like, I think voter suppression, something had just happened at that time. And I was like, well, you can't be down with the blatant Republican voter suppression tactics that are happening.
Yeah.
And he was like... Oh, you know, it's really warm here this time of year.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, he got out of that. He didn't want to talk about that at all. No facts.
Nope. Still got those Trump pictures up on his social media, though.
So that's what's going on there. I don't think it's getting enough play. Well, it kind of is getting play today, but there's so much going on. But this is...
It's nuts, right?
Massive news that Trump was handed intel.
Right.
Kate's dreaming. I don't know if you guys can hear Kate woofing in the background, but
she's
having
Al
a dog
too?
Dream and barking at something.
Is she having a Rachel Maddow inspired nightmare of being disappeared? I mean, she goes, your friends could be taken away by Trump sent to Russia and killed. She said, and killed. And I'm like, what the fuck? Oh shit.
The Oh wow, Neil Cavuto is going to get kicked out of the GOP army.
Right.
Fox host Neil Cavuto shames Trump.
Oh, wow.
By airing clips of former presidents apologizing to show him how it's done. That's kind of fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Showed video of past presidents, including Kennedy, Ronald Reagan, George Bush, and Obama, apologizing for errors in judgment.
Right. Errors in judgment. Well, Neil Cavuto, you're delusional. This was not an error in judgment on Trump's part. He believes this. He's an agent of Russia, and why would he apologize? That's nuts. Why do you want to?
Cavuto said Trump failed to acknowledge his mistakes. Trump said he thought he did a great job during his news conference.
Well,
Cavuto said maybe the president thinks he did just fine, but admitting it and acknowledging some of the problem his comments created or the appearance they created did not come out in those remarks. Is something wrong with that, or is it just more of Donald Trump?
I tend to think the guy fucking meant what he said, and it was not a misspeak, and that's how he feels.
And another reporter that he was talking to said, Aaron McPike said,
Pike.
He's not particularly introspective. President Trump, think about that. They're talking about our president. You know, he's not particularly introspective.
Have you, do you know that, you know that Myers-Briggs personality test thing?
Oh, that INTP thing?
Yeah. Google Trump on that shit. He is a classic censor. He has no introspection whatsoever. Yeah. None. He's just what he wants. I want.
She said, President Trump has said that apologizing makes people look weak.
But yeah, and why, Donald? Hey, why would you apologize?
I would say just the opposite. I say you're weak if you can't admit when a mistake has been made or when you've been wrong. That's profoundly weak.
But he is a
weak-willed, weak spine. It's lily-livered. Honesty is the best.
And he's a bully.
Yeah,
he's a bully. And why would he apologize?
Meanwhile, Kirstjen Nielsen, the only one at apparently that was been interviewed so far at this Aspen conference, who's still fully attached to the Trumpian teat. She did say it's happening now that the Russians attacked us.
Okay.
They did get her to say that. In 2016, this was Peter Alexander from NBC, by the way, who did the interviewing, she acknowledged that it was only Russia in 2016 because Trump's trying to say it's other people. And she said, well, first she said, well, we know other countries have the capability.
Oh, my God.
And Peter Alexander didn't let her get away with that.
And he said, but
She got to admit that they're doing everything they can to stop Russia and the fat guy in the basement for, she didn't say that, I did, but, and others going forward. But then Peter Alexander said, well, what about 2016? And she said, it was only Russia that we know of that was successful in attacking our election system.
Do you think people like that are trying to, they're trying to acknowledge that bad shit happened, but that we're not in some sort of crisis and that our country will be just fine with Donald Trump as president and we just need to get this behind us?
Well, and she's under the Trump whip.
God, she, her, the, what she says, trying to make it
because Trump doesn't respect her because she's a woman.
Yeah.
She's got a vagina. And he's called her out in public before. He's shat on her and been mad about her.
Mm-hmm.
And she had to scurry up and suck up to him and say, sorry, oof, sorry, Mr. President. Whereas Dan Coats is a white male.
Yeah.
Swaggers. Yeah. Trump's hard for him and won't.
Yes.
Trump will put up with Dan Coats saying that shit.
But not her.
She's a woman.
Yeah.
He's not. He doesn't see women as equals in the tiniest, littlest, remotest bit. She's only there probably because somebody told him, you know, we got to have a vagina or two on the cabinet.
And if she was serious, she'd resign. If she was serious, Dave, anybody...
I've got Ben Carson. Isn't he enough of a minority?
Right. I was reading about John Huntsman. Why didn't he fucking resign?
I think he's one who thinks that he could... I don't think John Huntsman is a horrible Republican, but I think he's probably in the, I'm going to stick around and see how many fires I can stop or put out or stop from starting.
Yeah.
Kind of guy. You know what I mean? I get that. Yeah, I don't know why Huntsman would put up with anything, any of that shit. Other than Trump's insane. I'm going to try to maybe keep some of this from all blowing up, which is the theory on some of these guys, like Coates.
Yeah.
All assholes. No, right. Let's not forget they're all Republican assholes. But when it comes to this shit, they're not. You know, they're all for tax cuts. They're probably all for overturning gay marriage.
Right.
Probably all for legislating the vagina. But foreign policy wise, they're not going to cede to the former Soviet Union.
Right.
FSB or KGB dude.
Yeah.
So,
but maybe I'm wrong.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't think that's, I think that may be the line. I think that's why so many of these Republicans almost pretended to have a rudimentary spine forming. Almost.
But then why are the Democrats' voices so different on that? And it's interesting. Like, if there's,
that's the way it works.
Yeah.
Hysteria on the other side.
God, his sympathizers. These guys are fucking propping up a goddamn fascist.
But then Nielsen threw Trump a bone, and I don't know if this can't be true. She said there's no evidence that they were, even though the recently the Senate GOP intel community said not only did Putin order it, but it was definitely in favor of Trump,
right?
Their efforts disproportionately. Yes, they created a couple of hundred accounts that also pushed Hillary stuff.
Yes,
they pushed accounts that created
that the attempts to interfere
balls. Yes, they created accounts that also helped Bernie, et cetera, et cetera. But primarily they were trying to get Donald Trump elected.
Right.
This idiot is now going to say, well, that they don't, she doesn't have evidence of that.
Good God.
This is the
insane
of Donald Trump.
Oh, I see.
To favor. The question was that it was done to favor Donald Trump. So do you want to clarify what you had said then? You said, I don't believe that I've seen the conclusion that the specific intent was to help Trump win.
So I haven't seen any evidence that the attempts to interfere in our election infrastructure was to favor a particular political party. I think
that's an interesting qualification.
Wow.
Infrastructure.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You'll note. She just lasered in.
Oh, God.
On the hacking of voter rolls and the obtaining of information from voter registration shit.
Yes.
That they know happened.
God.
So she's saying we don't have evidence that that was done in favor of Trump. So she's ignoring the whole sea of dis and misinformation.
She's spinning this.
Yeah.
It's resign. You're disgusting. Oh, God.
Was to favor a particular political party. I think what we've seen on the foreign influence side is they were attempting to intervene and cause chaos on both sides, right? Whether it was in Charlottesville, where we saw them on both sides, whether it's in Syria. Both.
Oh, my God. She just double-sided Charlottesville.
Oh,
she just both-sided Charlottesville.
This is insane.
She's reprehensible. Yeah.
She is horrible. Resign. All these fuckers. Listen.
This is in Charlottesville where we saw them on both sides.
I was just saying, these guys are facilitating this dude. All these people that prop him up, all these guys that lend their reputation to this guy, it gives him credibility and more time in the fucking office. They just need to sympathizing with a fucking fascist.
Well, yeah.
God, it's gross. Step down. Resign.
I mean, especially the white nationalist-y people are still way into him. I mean, we know what his base is, and it's gross. It's gross people.
If these
authoritarian,
people...
racist, xenophobe Bible wielders is, you know, and combinations of all those groups are what his base are.
These good people that supposedly are on the right, that are the adults that are protecting us.
Well, she's not one of them.
Yeah, but what?
I think Coates might be. Again, spectacular asshole. Republican, longtime Republican member of Congress, right? Just a carbuncle, an asshole.
Yeah.
But still not a Russia whore. That's the thing, is that if you remember, the Republican Party used to be the screaming memes about Russia. Mitt Romney was he was right when he said,
yeah,
our number one worry should be Russia. Our adversary in the geopolitical world right now should be Russia. Everybody's like, oh, North Korea.
Right, right. I don't know.
He was right.
I wonder.
But that's the Republicans were.
Yeah.
It's only since Trump that the Republicans, that a percentage of the Republicans are apparently okay with being Russian jizz whores, as long as their side wins.
Yeah, yeah.
And they get to put more SCOTUSes in and judges.
I guess these adults that might be protecting us, I mean, from, I don't know, just him going totally crazy in the White House.
He ain't getting better, that's for sure.
I mean, it's so dysfunctional, man. It's so fucked up.
Who knows? Who knows if this is the beginning of the end or not?
By a crazy fucker, man. By a bully.
And maybe somebody will step up, but I don't know. We can't trust Cocaine Mitch because who knows when he knew?
Yeah.
He is obviously complicit in not allowing Obama to go public harder and louder than he did.
Yeah.
Obama wanted, let's all kumbaya and walk out there together and bipartisanly say, hey, Russia, get the fuck out of our elections.
Yeah.
And Mitch said, no, if you do that, I'm going to say it's all political. It's lies or fake news, and you're trying to sway the election.
If these good Republicans really were going to stand up to him, then why are so many of the prominent ones leaving? Because they're worried about getting primaried. Why is Paul Ryan leaving? Why is Flake leaving?
Yeah.
If they really gave a shit about standing up to this totalitarian fucking windbag.
Well, I think they know he's going down.
Yeah.
Why would they leave if they thought he was going to sail through?
I don't know.
Why would he wants whatever they want.
Yeah. Well, it's odd then if they know he's going to leave, why not call for his impeachment? Why? It's you just can't.
Because a lot of the other districts, he's got a 90% approval rating.
Oh, my God. That can't be true.
Among Republicans. So
that must be fake news.
It's not fake
news. How the fuck do they?
That's why.
Well,
but he's fucked because he's lost bigly almost all the independents, according to all the polls.
Yeah, yeah.
The independents that were like, well, you know, maybe we'll give Trump a shot. Or the former Obama voters that were like, we'll give Trump a shot.
Oh, God.
I saw an article yesterday that said Trump regret syndrome is now spreading throughout the country.
Oh, it's white people that are sad their vote got fucked up. Oh, okay.
Or they're learning they're working at a nail factory in Missouri that is closing because of Trump's stupid tariffs. Or they're a farmer and they're finding out that they're getting rat fucked. Because Trump has decided that he wants to, that he didn't like the way Xi looked at him at lunch.
Oh, God, your vote was at the expense of minorities and gay people. Just know
they
that.
They don't care about
live
that.
Live with it. That's crazy.
That's that lack
nuts.
Of empathy. They don't live outside their little cornfield world of all white people. What do they care for brown people?
That's true.
What do they care for immigrants?
Lucky.
All they know about immigrants is what Steve Doocy tells them and Sean Hannity, which is, the immigrants are coming to kill you. That cow, I apologize. I love cows. I shouldn't say cow. But Jeanine Pirro, that anal wart of a human being,
yes,
was on The View.
Apologize to anal wart.
Basically got kicked off by Whoopi.
Yeah, yeah,
Whoopi's
yeah.
like, I'm done. Let's stop this interview. Jeanine Pirro, Whoopi went after her for this immigrant shit. She's like, I'm sick of people opening with Mexicans rapists. And then Jeanine Pirro said, well, you know, what about an illegal who kills somebody? Right away, she goes with that equivalence that every immigrant that comes into the United States without documentation is trying to kill you. Kill your daughter.
Right. All right, Jeanine Pirro. What about a cop that shoots an unarmed black man or strangles him to death?
They shouldn't have run.
They
were committing crimes.
My God.
I mean, you know that's where she'd go. So she's a fucking idiot and an asshole. She's out trying to sell a book. Something about libs.
It's just frustrating because these Republicans are vile pieces of shit garbage. They don't.
Right, right.
They fuck them.
Yeah, she was... I think it's over at Raw Story. You can watch the clip. It's pretty good. Whoopi is just like, yeah, I'm fucking done with this. I'm done. Go to commercial. I'm done. She yells something like that. And they're done with Jeanine Pirro, who's yelling over there. It's Whoopi and her yelling over each other for a couple of minutes at one point.
I mean, when we see our government starting to go after dreamers, our instinct as a society should be, we need to protect these people from these fucking assholes.
And she accuses Whoopi of Trump derangement syndrome.
Oh, that's
and Whoopi's
so
like, you know, I know you don't watch the show. I know you don't watch the show because you would know that's not true.
Yeah, and listen, if you want to talk about derangement syndrome, let's talk about your fucking idiotic side. You guys won't vote for a candidate that wants to raise the minimum wage. You're an idiot.
Well, that's right in her wheelhouse too, though. I mean, she thinks the illegals are taking all the jobs.
Hey, is it true when you Google image search the word idiot, Trump comes up? Is that true? I read that in People magazine.
Oh, I don't know. Probably. Why not? They're kind of swayed, though. Or, you know, you got to log out of Google.
Oh.
Maybe.
Well, I do definitely. Oh, but
no.
Yeah,
1, 2, 3, 4. For me, the first 5 pictures are all Trump.
Oh, okay.
If you Google idiot, then I don't know who that person is. And then Trump with Theresa May. And then Trump.
Yeah.
And then I don't know who that is. And then Trump photoshopped into a KKK outfit.
Are you sure he's funny? He's like,
and then Trump. two pictures of Trump. So, yeah, I guess it's true.
If you Google
image search idiot, Trump is coming up.
And he does this thing with his face that duck. It's not necessarily duck face, but it's like he's holding a cone in his mouth. He looks like this a lot.
When he's not doing Mussolini.
Yeah. Yeah.
With his head back, frowning.
Can we get a president that doesn't fucking remind us of Mussolini? Please, please.
Duchellini.
Hey, Duchellini, go fuck yourself. It's just frustrating. It's all garbage.
So,
fucking guy.
One of the questions apparently they asked Dan Coats,
yes,
our director of national intelligence. The director of intelligence.
What intelligence?
He said, I don't know what happened in the Trump-Putin meeting.
Nobody bugged that guy.
Of course they did. Not our side.
Why?
But the other side, of course they... Maybe, I'm hoping there's a deep state. And I'm hoping somebody slipped a pen in fat ass's rumpled, poorly tailored suit. And that he was recorded surreptitiously by somebody. Or the Finns bugged the fuck out of the room that they were talking in. I hope that happened.
Well, I mean, you know, there's that hashtag resist. There is the hashtag resistance. When does that jump off the page and turn into something, you know, substantive? Because what if these,
like
a resistance, like you see in history when horrible people come to power and shit? How do we know we don't have that, though?
Well, right. So
how do we know
grab guns and...
No, I'm just saying, how do we know we don't have a deep state that's doing that?
That's doing...
I don't know, that's... Starting some resistance against Hitler.
Oh, we don't.
Against the fascist.
But I think I think there might be a deep state, but the deep state is relatively unbiased career officials,
yeah,
who are horrified by this guy.
Yeah.
Like Strzok. Peter Strzok, I think, was a conservative.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh my God, this guy is an asshole. And then Peter Strzok learned some of this evidence and was like, oh my God, we can't let this guy be president. But there's no evidence that he allowed that to color his what he did at work.
Right.
But there are people all throughout the rank and file who hate the fuck out of him.
Yeah.
starting with when he disrespected the dead people wall at the CIA.
That was insane. He was bitching. What was he bitching about? His crowd at the fucking
you saw how big the crowd was, and you guys know about the lamestream media,
well,
don't you?
In Fire and Fury, he talks about how miserable he was on that inaugural on that day, right?
Oh, and Melania was like, it was like almost inconsolable. Like she wasn't thrilled at all.
He won the election.
He didn't want to.
Do you remember when he gave that speech that night? You listen to all the results come in, and he's talked. He didn't seem happy, right?
Yeah.
He didn't seem like a guy that wanted to fucking be president. Barack Obama, he fucking seemed happy. When he won, didn't he?
Right.
Trump
didn't want to win.
And even
he wanted to go out and join hands with Roger Ailes, and they would rip their shirts off and skip off the field together and create a Trumpian right-wing nut job media empire.
Didn't do that.
And he would rake in gazillions and everybody would love him. But then all of a sudden he found out that Putin's shit worked.
Yeah.
And Melania, he probably had to renegotiate the contract with Melania. There were reports that she was ready to divorce his ass.
Oh, God, please, 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 please.
Until, and he was like, just stick around for the election. I'm not going to win. Afterwards, I'm going to go off with Ailes and you can divorce me. Ailes has bigger tits anyway.
Does George Soros have more money than Schindler?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, George.
I think Kate may have more money than
George,
Schindler.
George, what are you doing?
Actual cash assets.
George, are you donating to causes and bullshit like that? Donate to this cause. Ring up Melania and say, hey, what's your deal with Schindler? I'll buy you out. I'll give you X amount of dollars if you get a divorce. Wouldn't that be amazing? That would be the tits. You imagine the shit that would come out in a divorce hearing with melanoma? Holy fuck.
You'll be
fuck.
Set for life. I'll give you 50 mil. You'll be set for life.
Why won't George Soros make that happen? Why, Kate?
And make sure you get the apartment in Trump Tower. Although, why would you want to live in Trump Tower?
You don't want to live there. Let's get the fuck out of there.
That's in the prenup. She's not getting that.
Right. How are they, you know, if they were divorced, how would they negotiate the custody with, what's his name? The kid, Barron.
Here's the negotiation. He's yours.
I forgot
You can
name.
Have him.
I don't want him.
You take the kid.
Oh, it's all vile. It's vile.
I don't think he put up a really big fight for his kids when he divorced Ivana.
Yep. Listen, just a reminder.
She said he was never around.
Just a reminder, Three Doors Down played at his inaugural. I'm worried people might forget that and might start downloading their music again. Fuck them.
You're worried about a Three Doors Down resurgence?
I just thought of it. I don't know. I just thought of it. Stay bitter. Stay bitter, guys.
God, it really is amped up these past few weeks, everybody.
It's
we were punch drunk and exhausted a few months ago, and now it's just like... It's really overwhelming at times.
Have you been listening to Lawrence?
Oh, Gleeful. Yeah. Been, oh, Lawrence is great.
Maybe I'll start listening to him instead of fucking gloom Lawrence and doom. Matt out
yeah, Matt is a little
night.
Gloomy and doomy. Well, listen
shit,
to Lawrence,
man.
who is really trying to hide his delight in being able to call Trump the dumbest president ever in the history of the United States, the most corrupt administration ever.
Manuel told me people I know could get kidnapped and killed in Russia, dude.
I think that's,
what? It's Rachel Maddow. She won't even say the word ass on her show.
I think that's worst case. Oh, I know. Did you see? God. I saw that yesterday when they flashed fuck on the screen.
Oh, I didn't see. I just listened. So
they were quoting, which I kind of want to read that because that's some. I gotta find it. That was some amazing shit. There's a current. I read the article.
Yes.
A current member of the diplomatic corps, somebody that works for Trump currently.
Okay. Yeah.
Spoke anonymity under conditions of anonymity.
Right.
And like called him a pussy.
Yeah. A pussy.
let me see.
Like Maddow trying to get recounting what he said without saying any four letter words. I just wanted to be like, listen, you said that people we know were going to be killed by Trump and shit. Why don't you just say shit? Why don't you say ass? Why don't you say fucking pussy? It's fine.
Oh, here we go.
Fine.
That was really easy to find. All you got to Google is, I was worried about Googling Trump pussy because that would be the, obviously the grabber by the pussy.
Yes.
Would probably be the prime one.
So right.
I Googled Trump pussy diplomat. And that came up.
Oh, wow.
Current U.S. diplomat reportedly says Trump's either compromised by Putin or he's a pussy.
Oh, shit, dude. That, do you think that's gotten back to Donald?
God, I hope the fuck so.
Well, he's going to launch. Listen, I hope, I guess, but he'll attack somebody based on that shit. That's going to make him nuts.
The headline of the Daily Beast, and this is some of the quotes that Rachel read, and, you know, they have it on the screen, what's written. And for most of them, they had like F star star ING,
right?
Or S blank blank IT, you know, S blank blank T, you know, yes. Whatever. So it was, they're hiding, asterisking
right,
out
right, right.
The actual words. But then there was one they missed, and I was reading along with it, and it was like, fucking, and it disappeared instantly. It disappeared really quickly. And then Rachel made an apology later about it. She's like, it flashed.
How did they miss that,
on
man?
The screen.
That's the main word you're looking out for. Fuck. How do you miss it?
Fuck them.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with them.
They, on cable, they can't get in trouble. Remember when they said shithole?
Yeah, yeah.
All of them looked like they were thrilled to use Trump's quote about African countries, remember?
Yeah. You ever watch, you remember watching on Chicago, they had that cable public access channel? You ever watch any of those?
Well, yeah, way back. I remember
I was watching a public access thing, and it was hilarious. It's some talk show or something. And somebody must have hacked into it for 2 seconds. It was like porn.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my.
Frequently, yeah.
Who fucking do that?
Current and former American diplomats are expressing disgust and horror.
Yes.
Over the White House's willingness to entertain permitting Russian officials to question a prominent U.S. former ambassador.
Oh, shit. Oopsie.
One serving diplomat, so this is the person who's still actively a Trump employee.
Yes.
Spoke on condition of anonymity, said he was, quote, at a fucking loss over the comments. Rachel read it as he's at a, and she pauses, and then she goes, word that starts with F. Loss. Over comments, it could be expected to chill diplomacy, blah, blah, blah. This guy said, it's beyond disgraceful. It's fundamentally ignorant with regard to how we conduct diplomacy or what that means. It really puts in jeopardy the professional independence of diplomats anywhere in the world. If the consequence of their actions is going to be potentially being turned over to the foreign government.
Oh, my God. That's nuts. Was that Huntsman? Do you think it's John Huntsman saying that?
Oh, I don't know. That would be hilarious.
He's being a pussy. How many times have we heard that word over this, the election and Trump's reign of terror here? I mean, he called Ted Cruz a pussy because that lady said it, and he's grabbing him by the pussy. Now another pussy mention.
The
weird.
At the White House, Press Secretary Sanders said there'd been some conversation about it.
Okay.
And then Heather Nauert came out and said it's absolutely absurd.
Yes.
Susan Rice said it's beyond outrageous. Ambassador McFaul served our country honorably and with full diplomatic immunity. If the White House cannot defend and protect our diplomats like our service members, they are serving a hostile foreign power and not the American people.
Right. Dude. And these are the, you know what's crazy about this? These are the guys that screamed about Benghazi. About how our government, our government left those diplomats vulnerable and how, you know, and there was supposedly a conspiracy to cover it up. What the fuck is this then? What the fuck is this?
The U.S. diplomat said the openness to turning over McFaul capped off a shocking week for U.S. geopolitics. Quote, the president has first and foremost his interests at the top of his mind, as opposed to the government's. That's very clear over the past week and a half between shitting on our NATO allies and kissing Putin's ass. He cares more about himself than the nation and any of us who serve it. Either he's compromised by Putin or he's a pussy, in which case he should grab himself.
That's good.
Is the current former.
That's good.
current diplomat, not former. But yeah, Maddow was funny when they accidentally flashed the fucking quote on the screen. She's like, oh, later. I don't know if they'd address it, but then, yeah, right. she made a deal about it. That's probably the one thing where she gets mad. Like, she seems really offended by bad words and stuff that. It seems like she doesn't yell like Lawrence. The hammering! Who's hammering?
He just gets upset. Which is good, man. We got to have these libs and some of these, you know, progressive types. It's good to have an asshole. Somebody gets all pissed off and, you know, prickly.
Let's get to Louis Gohmert before we run out of time here. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Thanks for joining us on social media.
Danke.
Crab diving.
Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook. Give to us. Drive by the compound. Yeah. Toss bags of cash out of your car.
Thanks to those that retweet the show and shit. That helps us out. We like that. We love you long time.
Fuck yeah. Thanks for commenting on all the fucking stories.
Yeah.
Thank you.
For the most part.
Right. Did you see that story I put up about Jeff Goldblum?
Oh, that weird statue in London of Jeff Goldblum? Yeah, yeah. I don't know what the hell they've got going on.
It's fucking bizarre. Like shirtless with a leather jacket on.
Did you put the story up of, you know, apparently there's still plans for that ridiculous Trump military parade. Did you put the story up about that they're trying to bring the Trump baby balloon over?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
to have on the sidelines during that ridiculous parade? That would be awesome.
That's awesome. I love that.
I want, I think somebody should make like a gazillion small versions of the Trump baby balloon and hand them out. For people to hold on the sidelines.
Absolutely.
To protest that ridiculous
blot out the sun with those. There should be so many.
Representative Louis Gohmert.
Yes.
Went on, oh, wow, a real challenging interview over at the Christian Broadcasting Network.
This is where he has to go to seem normal. Christ.
And he was asked about the president's zigzagging claims about Russian meddling.
God, there's not one politician that looks, he looks so fucking stupid, dude. That look on his face all the time.
He doesn't appear to be a really bright man.
He's a judge, though, dude. God.
Elected.
Right. People in Texas were like, oh, yeah, that guy will be great.
He didn't go through a vetting process and be appointed and shit. He ran.
Did he go to Harvard? Where did he go to school?
He's got like surprising. He's got a surprising educational.
Does he?
Doesn't he have a? Well, I know he's got a JD. I don't know where he went to law school though. Probably Texas. Well, here's Louis on the Christian Broadcasting Network, explaining Trump's flip flopping and bizarre explanations.
I love it. I can't wait.
Russia's meddling.
Well, it's got to be difficult for him because he knows a lot of intelligence that others don't know. And
okay, we're 9 seconds in.
That others don't know.
That you don't know.
Yeah.
He doesn't know intelligence that the DNI doesn't know, that the other heads of the intelligence agencies know. And they've all said, Russia attacked us. Russia continues to attack us. And it's at Putin's bidding and behest. Yeah.
You know, Gohmert spent a summer as an exchange student in Ukraine.
Yeah, I think I remember reading that.
Wow. Okay.
And, you know.
Does Vidanya.
What the fuck?
Can you imagine him speaking Russian?
Listen, I'm not saying the guy. Who knows? Louis Gohmert's walking around Ukraine. Sounds like...
Well, I mean, 100 years ago.
Well, I know. I mean, what a dickhead. Listen, it bothers me that he got to go somewhere.
Wait, that might have been back in Soviet Union times.
I don't know. He spent a summer as an exchange student in Ukraine. I don't know when that... I mean, he graduated high school in 71.
Yeah.
He got a BA in history in 75.
Ukraine was still part of the Soviet Union at that time. Yeah. So he was an exchange student with
I'm just throwing this out there. Do you think he got recruited?
You think there's pictures of a 20-year-old Gohmert fucking a goat or something?
Yeah, yeah.
Some Ukrainian yak.
20-year-old pictures. Last week!
50-year-old pictures.
I get jacked off a goat.
You know, others don't know. Yeah. And, you know, most anybody that's been paying attention should know for the last 70 years, Russia has attempted to influence our election. We know the Justice Department was doing everything they could at the top, at least, to help Hillary. We knew the intelligence community, at least at the top, was doing what they could to help Hillary. I think the biggest blockbuster out of the press conference with Putin was Putin disclosing that they have evidence that the U.S. intelligence community provided over $400 million to Hillary Clinton for her campaign. So that's something that we probably need to follow up on and find out more about as well. Both the U.S. government, Department of Justice, Intel, as well as...
He's talking about
$400 million.
That ridiculous conspiracy theory of the money that was donated to the Clinton Foundation over the years.
Oh,
that somehow...
Okay.
I'm sure it's uranium related too.
How is it? Was
there some idiot on our page on Facebook arguing about uranium? I mean, they're still talking about that. They're still talking about that. And somebody shared with them, no, that's been proven wrong. Here's Snopes. And they're like, oh, Snopes. Ha 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 ha. You libtard. So they shared PolitiFact. And guess what? Oh, PolitiFact. Ha 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 ha. You libtard. You use that with their facts and shit.
Everybody, please go out and vote. Go vote in your stupid friends that are right-wing nut jobs. Encourage them to stay home in November and not vote. Please, please.
Over $400 million to Hillary Clinton for the campaign. So that's something that we probably need to follow up on and find out more about as well. Both.
Yeah.
Even in terms of presidential campaigns. Am I crazy to think $400 million seems like a lot?
Pretty significant contribution.
Do you think there's a way that that money could have been given to her campaign with no one noticing her and nothing? Louis Gohmert's the only one I hear talking about that.
Oh, no. Go to.
Oh, really?
Yeah, sure. Oh, go to right wing nutjob land on Twitter.
But wouldn't there be something substantive? $400 million unaccounted for going into the Hillary Clinton campaign. Nothing came of any investigation.
Well, it's probably that guy that they think that donated some money to the Clinton Foundation that somehow he was able to go back in time and predict that Hillary would then go on to be Secretary of State and on some commission, one of nine commissions.
Yes.
One of several people who had to sign off on that commission alone that was one of nine commissions. That had to okay that uranium deal where no uranium left the United States. This idiot on our Facebook page was like, what about all the uranium that got sent to Russia? Where's all our uranium going?
I don't know. Up your ass.
God, they're so stupid.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
You can't, it's pointless. You could give them 20 sites with facts on it and they're like, oh.
Let's be fair and balanced. The Clinton Foundation was shut down by the government for corruption, right? Right. Oh, wait. That was the Trump Foundation, right?
Oh, ding, ding, ding.
Okay.
Ding,
okay.
Ding, ding. I got to get a ding.
Kate. Damn.
And find out more about as well. Both the U.S. government, Department of Justice, Intel, as well as the Russians, as well as other countries were trying to influence our election.
Which is not true.
I mean, are you flummoxed? Are you flummoxed?
Am I flummoxed or is Louis flummoxed?
We're all flummoxed. Malaise, flummoxed. This guy, I mean, I know Louis Gohmert's a fucking dirtbag and just nuts, but...
Dumb.
God.
Dumb.
People vote for him. Is he going to get reelected? Is he getting primaried or not primaried, but is there a Democratic challenger to him that can just sound... Can't we beat him? He's so dumb, dude. Oh,
I don't know. He won bigly, I think, in his last...
What? What part of the fucking shitbag country is this fucking Louis Gohmert from? What part of Texas?
Texas? That's all you got to say first is Texas.
Damn, dude.
He's from the first district, I believe, of Texas.
That doesn't sound good at all, does it? Texas first congressional.
He's 64 years old.
Oh, God. I'm looking at, I see it right now, the Texas, it's.
Where he's,
Yeah, I is there a city in there or something, or? Where are these? Oh, God. I just don't. Fuck it. Who cares? God. You idiots! Do you all have lobotomies?
It's way on the east side of Texas, nuzzled up against the taint of Louisiana.
I mean, you know, the median income, $45,000 a year, 62.83% white. 18% black. Can't people not vote for him?
R plus 25.
What does that mean?
It's estimated as a Republican plus 25 points district.
Oh my God. They win by 25 points.
Louis won his last election. By.
Nobody's like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to vote for the guy that talks about the hand jobs.
He won by 40-something% the Democrat in 2012.
God, if we didn't have carpet in the studio,
that was 2012.
Vomiting all over the place because Jesus Christ, that's disgusting. God, America.
In fact, in 2008 and 2010, there were no Democrats running against him. He ran against a Libertarian and an Independent.
Can't those parts of our country secede? Can't you go away?
They're
killing us. Why? That part of the world, that part of the country hates gay people. They don't want women to have dominion over their vagina. They don't want gay people to be married. They want all Mexicans are rapists. They want walls. They want Mexicans in cages. They want no legalization.
Ding, ding,
did they want legalized pot? They want medical marijuana. What is wrong
maybe.
With you? Puritanical fucknuts.
Maybe. That's where a lot of the Republican leadership is starting to lose that war with the constituents, because there's a lot of Republican pot smokers out there.
You know, you know what a perk of being a progressive is? People like me won't look at you like you're a fucking asshole when I see you in a MAGA hat. You know what I mean? Maybe you don't give a fuck about that. Ugh. Why would you care? What? That's the stupidest thing I've ever fucking said.
The as if there's any doubt that certain members of Trump's base,
yes,
ooh,
oh God,
are more than willing to whip cream up their assholes for Russian munchage.
Get a buddy. I need a whipped cream buddy. I can't reach back there. Get a buddy to whip cream up your hole. Who's going to help me?
Warm up the spatula.
I'm out of Cool Whip. The spatula, warm it up. Absolute. Don't make it too hot. Perfect. Oh, God.
Amid the controversy.
Yes.
Over President Trump's recent summit with Russian strongman Vladimir Putin.
Nine.
The neo-Confederate group.
Oh, okay.
The League of the South. God. Has announced that it will soon be introducing a Russian section to their website.
Why? Why? Oh, you fuck faces. Damn.
To our Russian friends, it says on the website, we understand that the Russian people and Southerners are natural allies in blood, culture, and religion. As fellow whites of Northern European extraction, we come from the same general gene pool.
Are you telling me?
I think the Russians are like, oh.
What? We got pen pals that are racist over in Russia. We're friends with God.
As inheritors of the European cultural tradition. I can't even say this straight with straight face.
This is nuts.
As inheritors of the European cultural tradition, Because that's the first thing you think of when you see some of these fat fucks waddling around with their MAGA hats and their stars and bars jeans vest.
They just need to be, these people need to be gone. We can't, how do we have a neo-Confederate? Who, what are you? Oh, I'm a neo-Confederate. I'm friends with a bunch of Russian fuckers.
My heritage, the League of the South, my heritage.
I'm dumb as shit. I'm dumb as shit.
As inheritors of the European cultural tradition. Which European cultural tradition is that? The
Nazis! Don't be dumb. It's Nazis!
We share similar values, customs, and ways of life, and as Christians.
We're Nazi Christians! That didn't make any sense.
We worship the same Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
With Jesus
and
Christ.
Our common faith binds us as brothers and sisters.
I don't know shit about this Christianity bullcrap, but I don't remember from Sunday school Jesus being a neo fucking Confederate dickhead, right? Was Jesus a KKK fuck? Was he? He was black.
How dare you? I've seen pictures. Oh, he's got long blonde hair and blue eyes.
What the fuck, man? Who are these people?
We Southerners believe, this is more of the League of the South's
all right
announcement that they're going to be having a Russian section on their ridiculous hate site.
Who cares?
We Southerners believe in societies based on real organic factors such as shared blood, culture, and religion, and all that stems naturally from these salient factors in the human experience.
I don't want to share any blood with you. I don't want to share any fluids with you, you fucking bigots.
No, I don't want herpes or chlamydia.
I don't want hate. I don't want your shit.
Whatever cousin fucking disease you get.
Oh, yes. And just thinking about the bad energy, you know, whatever.
As fellow white Christians who are grounded in the sublime traditions of our common European cultural heritage.
Sublime? What does that mean? I'm going to look up sublime right now.
We believe that the Russian people and the Southern people, you notice how they're not part of America anymore.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, okay.
They apparently think they haven't been since, I don't know, let's call it the 1850s, but they're saying the Southern people and the Russian people, not us Northerner. Well, I'm a Northerner. You're from down here. You got cred.
Oh yes. Yay.
I'm a Northern fucking Yankee cuck.
Right. By the way, sublime, find a different word. That's not what you meant. I looked up what that means. That's not what you meant there. There's nothing sublime about your history, your fucking bullshit racist heritage.
What does sublime mean? I mean, I know sublime means.
Of such excellent grandeur or beauty as in to inspire great admiration or awe. Mozart's Sublime Piano Concertos is the fucking example used in a sentence. Not Nazis are sublime.
Oh, it's the one where they bleeped out motherfucker.
Maybe they played this on Rachel and she was afraid to say it.
That's Sublime, the band. Yeah. Thanks, Kate, for pulling that up really
quickly.
Didn't
that guy OD, the lead singer, or did he kill himself?
Somehow, from your sleep projection device, Kate. Yeah. Thanks for helping.
Are you astral? Is she astral projecting right now? You know what that
she may be tramadol'd up.
Love
it. It's been a while though since she took her.
I think that guy died of meds. An OD, the lead singer. That's sad.
We believe the Russian people and the Southern people are natural allies against the destructive and impersonal impulses of globalism.
Hey.
This is written by.
Globalism is code for Jewish people,
the
right?
The president of the League of the South named Michael Hill.
Yes.
Michael Hill has taught that the defeat of Nazi Germany, quote, was an unmitigated disaster for Western civilization.
Damn. Unmitigated disaster.
He signs off with, may the God of our fathers bless our efforts to preserve our peoples and their shared faith and culture.
E.T. phone home. That's the same thing. That carries the same weight.
Is the kind of shit that Putin's been sinking money into.
Oh, yeah. And that's where he sent that what's-her-face, Maria Butini, down to the fucking prayer breakfast.
To the NRA
to fuck around.
Also, yeah.
You know, is it true that she was, I don't know, I forget it. All the sex
alt-right shit leaders and white nationalists adore Vladimir Putin.
Why?
As many American religious leaders apparently do also.
He kills people. He has journalists killed. If you're into Jesus and all that shit, did Jesus have people poloniumed? Did he fucking shoot VX gas out of his cock?
The quite punchable Richard Spencer has called Russia the most powerful white power in the world.
Oh, great.
Matthew Heimbach, leader of the now disbanded white nationalist traditionalist worker party,
okay,
called Putin the leader of the free world.
Oh, perfect.
Former KKK leader David Duke was a speaker at this year's League of the South conference. I wonder where that was.
All these fucking guys get together and they have a convention and we just let them have this convention. What the fuck, man? What venue lets these guys meet? Shame on you. What?
In February.
Yes.
Oh my God, I'm going to leagueofthesouth.com. I apologize to all good people out there. I didn't mean to do that at all. In fact, right. I don't want to go there. I don't know what kind of shit they got going. It's probably got Russian fuckbots.
Oh, yes.
Not the good kind.
No, the kind that are bad. Russian fuckbots.
The League of the South 2018 conference was held in Wetumpka, Alabama.
Oh my God. Shame on
Wetumpka, Wetumpka, Alabama.
Wow, are you going to Wetumpka?
How do they do this? Wetumpka is a city in the county. It's the county seat of Elmore County, Alabama.
Hey.
As of the 2010 census, the population was 6,528.
Fuck you.
How do they house all of the thousands of that show up for the League of the South?
Oh, I see what you're saying. So there's not a lot of people show up for this conference, maybe? I hope not. God. You know, in Germany, do they allow these fucking Nazi groups that meet and exist and fuck each other? You know what I mean? You know, I don't know.
No. They don't have a First Amendment there, so they can crack down on speech a little bit more. And you spout Nazi shit, you do jail time in Germany.
Am I wrong to be jealous of that? I think, what the fuck, man?
It's a tough call.
We can't even, some Nazi fuck like Richard Spencer gets beat up, and when you see it on the internet, we can't even come to a collective decision that it's good that Nazis get fucked up. We can't even come to that collective decision in this country.
So David Duke,
God, we're fucked up.
Speaking at last year's or this year's League of the South conference,
fuck you,
in scenic Wetumpka, Alabama.
Oh my God.
Said he believes Russia, quote, holds the key to white survival. Well, maybe this is another reason why Trump is beholden to Putin.
How so? What do you mean?
He believes all this same shit. If he's really a white nationalist deep down and his father was really a KKK member and passed that shit down, Trump may be secretly a member of some shit. And agreeing with all these guys. Putin is the key to white survival.
Didn't we just have Barack Hussein Obama as president? Like, what the fuck? God.
Putin supports right-wing nationalist movements across Europe. In 2015, an American proponent of race realism named Jared Taylor took part in a conference in St. Petersburg that gathered activists from Europe's far right.
Yay!
There, Taylor declared the United States, quote, the greatest enemy of tradition everywhere.
Holy fuck.
Because we're all inclusive and we think
I mean,
black people are people.
We're looking at all these signs. I mean, why not just assume Trump is in thick with these fucking white supremacist fucking assholes? He's doing their bidding too.
Also in attendance was former KKK lawyer Sam Dixon, who praised Putin's effort to, quote, preserve the white race and civilization.
These are bad guys. These are bad guys that we aren't equipped to tangle with, man. You know, that's why we need somebody like Batman or Black Panther or something, you know?
This guy Hill wrote another letter licking Trump's force or Putin's foreskin.
Okay.
Trump's probably cut. In the fall of 2016,
I'll send you a dick pic.
He published an open letter to the Russian Federation, declaring in part,
"We traditional Southerners look upon the people of Russia as fellow white Christians who are seeking to protect themselves and their national interests from the corrupt and diabolical forces of globalism." God, these racists sound fucking bananas, dude. This is nuts. This is mental illness.
Well, this is scary. This is treason. "We encourage the Russian Federation to discern that Washington, D.C., with each passing day, becomes more and more disconnected from the people over whom they rule with an iron hand."
Oh, God.
That's in 2016, so I'm surprised you didn't say black iron hand. "The Southern people are not your enemy. On the contrary, as fellow Christians and traditionalists, we seek friendship and peace with the Russian people and their leaders in hopes that the true interests of both can be served by opposing the immoral globalist order."
Oh, my God, you're delusional. This is nuts. How scary.
So there it is. The KKK, the white nationalists, the Nazis, the traditionalist workers' parties, all of these fucking white nationalist,
yay,
Nazi racist fucks.
Yes.
All love them some Putin and some Russia.
Ah, they love it. They love it.
And coincidentally, so does our president.
I thought we were draining the fucking swamp.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Tomorrow's Faithless Friday. I got a whole bunch of fun stories for us of the Christians trying to shove crosses into us variety.
Oh, yes. Deeper, deeper.
Mostly Christian.
Oh, yeah.
Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at RatedRComedy. Go to his Instagram at RatedRComedy. Go to his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening, everybody. Back tomorrow.
Fuck Trump, baby.
Yes, I can feel it. The enemy's still going to come after those of us that are hard charging and leading the spiritual ignition of this rocket. I'm not being a drama queen here.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.